questions. I know it's funny. Fine. Okay, we're going to do two pieces today, both in the realm of Stam. One in Tefillin, and then one in Mezuzah. Okay, so the first thing is Tefillin Ol Beis, which is the style of Ksav Agave Ksav. Meaning, if you have the Ksav of Tefillin, it's written out on a cloth, and then you write on top of it what's it in. So we'll get right into the first issue that comes up. The Beis Yosef quotes that the Ksav HaElyon is not called Ksav. He is discussing a shayla like this. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed Beis, Se'ef Chav Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch has like this a case. Let's say you have letters that are starting to get rubbed out. So at what point is a letter too rubbed out that it's considered puzzle? If you would show it to a young child, then he cannot tell the difference between this letter and another letter. Whatever, those are the details discussed in Shulchan Aruch. But let's say it's not yet reached that degree, but you can tell it's getting faded. So you want to take your pen, whatever your sophist pen or whatever it is, and go over it just to make it starker. So there's a din though by tefillin that you have to write it in order. So I can't write, I can't like leave out a word and then go back and write, or leave out a letter and then go back and write the letter. So here, when I have this letter that's rubbed out and I go and rewrite it, is it a problem of Shlok Kisidron? It says the Beis Yosef, quoting from the Trumas Dejan, it's quoting Shulchan Aruch, that there's no problem of Shlok Kisidron, there's no problem of it being out of order. Why? Because the Ksav HaElyon is not a Ksav. When I take, if I have a word that's already written and I rewrite over it, that the writing is what's already there from before. Now I'm just having to make it starker, make it stronger, that it's going to last for the future, but that's okay. Now, Emek Bracha points out, this is really Machlokas Vishonim. The Gemara has a Meseches Gittin Adaf Yates like this. It says if you're Ksav Agave Ksav, it says for Shabbos, you're Pater. Rabbi Yochanan Shlok Shigri. That's Dio Agave Dio. And if it's the same type of ink. If it's a different type of ink, it could be that's a problem because it's mochi. And if it's the same ink, you haven't done more writing, presumably. That's why it's pater. Again, the presumption is you haven't written something new. So even though Kosev Shteyosios is Chayim and Shabbos, you haven't done a new ksav. Ah. So the Rishon were bothered by a question, though. The Gemara has in Gittin Daf Chaf, the next page, Ramish, a shaya like this. Let's say I wrote a word in a tefillin in a Sefer Torah, Shlo Lishma.
You guys clarified the last point.
Yeah.
When you have like diagabe dia, that's pater on Shabbos.
That's pater on Shabbos.
Yes. The Mishabura says it's only when it's diagabe sikra or vice versa, or sikra agabe dia, because that's makalkel.
Correct. Ah.
Isn't that?
No. So the Gemara says beferish, unless I'm misquoting, the Gemara says beferish that diagabe dia is pater, meaning it sounds like the ksav haelyon is not a ksav, but diagabe sikra.
Pater for mochik.
Pater. Pater complete?
I think we saw the Shabura as Chayev Mochek, or maybe that was
No, Diogabe Sikra is Mochek, or Mikalko. That's a Machlokas on Marim in the Gemara. We're going to do a different type of ink, so I have negated the first one. I'm Mochek it, and I'm writing a new one, because those are not the same. More of the same is not Kosev. Something different is Kosev, but it might be Mikalko if it's a worse quality ink, or now it looks sloppy, or whatever it is. Fine, that's a good point. So now, but the Gemara's problem is, the Gemara's on Daf Chaf like this. Let's say you write it Shlo Lishma. And then you want to say, I'll fix it, I'll go, Mavir Lav Komis, I'll rewrite it Lishma. So is that good or is that no good? It's a machlokas for Behud and the Chachamim. Exactly, I don't understand it, but it sounds like it really might be good. So ask Tosos, ask the Ramban, all these want to ask a question. I don't understand. We say in Daf Yates that on Shabbos, your pater sounds like what you write on top is no good. And on Daf Chaf, it sounds like fundamentally, if you write on top, it could be that it's good because you're, again, if I take a word that's Shlo Lishma and I rewrite it, Lishma, it's good. Rewrite it right on top with the same ing, Yo Gabi Yo. So there's two ways of answering the question. Tosfos answers that when my new writing has a new halachic chalos, Lamashal, it used to be Na Lishma. You have to write L'Shem Sefer Torah, L'Shem Tefillin, whatever it is. Or I should take it back. If you're also just writing L'Shem Hashem, it needs to have L'Shma, L'Shem Hashem. So it used to be Shlo Lishma, or a get needs to be L'Shma. It's written Shlo Lishma, Mosif L'Shma. That gives Chashivas to the Ksav HaElyon. That the writing on top is writing. But if there's no added halachic Chashivas, let's say it's Shabbos, I'm just writing on top. Let's say I have over here a word, and I write on top of it again, Menachos, Taf, Amid, Beis, whatever it is. So then you are not chayiv because it's not really a ksav. However, Eruk Baruch points out, the Ramban argues, because the Ramban says they're truly just the last line of the Chiddush Ramban, but it's other Yishuv, it's Father Ran, they say, no. Really, when you write on top, it's always a ksav. The ksav ha'ayin is always a ksav. But your pater is special on Shabbos by Dio Agabe Dio. Why? Malachas Machshabbos Asra Torah. On Shabbos, the requirement is not just to do something, but to do something chashuv. Lechashev means a lot of things here, but for our purposes, it has to be something that's a real chashivas. If you effectively have the same word that you had beforehand, it's pater. So it's a machlokas we showed him. According to the Ramban, fundamentally, ksav agabe ksav is a good ksav. In which case, again, if you do it by tefillin, you have a problem with shloka sidron, because now your ksav is out of order. But the Beis Yosef assumes, like the Tosos, that it indeed is not a ksav. It's not a ksav, it's not a ksav. It's only a ksav when you're adding lishma. Okay. So now let's say we have halachic shayla over here. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses this shayla. Let's say I have a ksav that's lishma. And then I write on top of it, shelo lishma. Okay? Why would I do that? Let's say I was trying to fix it up. When I'm trying to fix it up, I did it shelo lishma. So he thinks, what's the best etza? Again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, strictly speaking, you should be fine. But it's machlokas we've shown him whether the ksav elyon is a ksav. Well, no. I take it back. Because the Shulchan Aruch posits like that regarding the kesidron issue. He's not dealing with the kesidron issue, he's dealing with lishma. Let's say I wrote lishma, and then someone went over it shelo lishma. They thought they were doing me a favor, they were trying to fix it up. So he says, you should go over it again, lishma. And now I have a manashach. And let me take one more step back. If I hold that the ksav alyun is a ksav, what's the word in that? That you were mochik, the bottom one. You've replaced the bottom one with the top one. So again, if the bottom one is still a ksav, the top one is not a ksav. If the bottom one is erased, then the top one is a new ksav. That's it. Effie was pointing out before that yogabe sikra avada, you're erasing the bottom one, you have a new ksav. But you don't have, you're never going to have both. But one of them is for sure good. Maybe that's also important. You're never going to have neither. So if I'll have lishma, and then on top of it shelo lishma, and on top of it lishma again, I have a mamon of shach. If I hold that ksav ayin is a ksav because I'm mochik the bottom one, so I have my top one is lishma. If ksav ayin is not a ksav, but that's because the bottom one is always the ksav, so the bottom one is lishma, so I'm also good to have lishma. So that's the mamon of shach that he says is good. Let's say I have, and this really gets to Effie's case, he has a kash in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Lamed Beis, in the Be'er Halacha, in Seif Gimel, has a shay like this, the reverse case. Let's say I have, and this happens, I mean, it shouldn't happen in a place of learned people, Halacha is that the Tefillin has to be dafka of black ink. Could be it's all types of ink, that maybe there's a preference of what the ink is made of, but it has to be black ink, and the details of the black, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, is navy, okay, whatever it is. It has to look like black. It has to actually be black. Different shades of black. But what about if someone wanted to make a sefer Torah or a tefillin, let's say fancy, so they wrote in gold on top of the black. They wrote a different color on top of the black. Or it's not, let's say I was trying to fix up a Torah. There was the Torah that was puzzled on time. And I thought I was taking a black pen, and I took a blue pen, whatever it is. So now I have blue over there. So and then, can I fix it by taking and going black on top of it? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Samach Konum Hormach, and then he says, no, maybe it should be okay because Maman of Shach. Yeah, Maman of Shach. The bottom is black and the top is black. So there might be a problem with this Maman of Shach. Why doesn't the Maman of Shach apply here? He asked the Emet Bracha a question. Because what's in the middle? A different type of ink. If it's a different type of ink, it's Mochik. For sure. So it could be that fundamentally we hold. So now it gets tricky. So now actually, when I came here, I was all into the Emet Brachas Kasha, but now I'm not so sure.
Would this be a problem with Ksiva Tama?
Well, let's even leave that aside for a second, because I have the sufficient amount of black ink. Meaning I have the sufficient amount of black ink. Let me speak at the Emet Brachas Kasha, then I'll tell you whether I'm feeling comfortable with it or not. And then I want to move on to one other issue of Stam and Mezuzah before we close. Neimik Bracha says like this. Everything he said is true by Dio Gabe Dio, but not by Dio Gabe Sikra. Why? Because by Dio Gabe Sikra, it's for sure Mochik, right? And therefore, the Ksav Atachton is for sure not a Ksav. So he says, you couldn't even put Al Kain, I'm going to read inside. Lo Mahani Bezel Havir O Dio Gabe Sikra Vieskashir Mamanav Shach. There ain't Kama Manav Shach. There's no Manav Shach here. Why? The Ksav Atachton Vade Hevikinim Chak. So you don't say Mamanav Shach either the first one, the top one or the bottom one. No. But I don't have the bottom one because the bottom one's for erased. So you see, I take it back. The lumdus I said before actually works for the Be'er Halacha. Why? Because I would have said, okay, but if it's Dio Agabe Sikra, Agabe Dio. Right. And let's say Dio, Sikra, Dio. So if you hold that when they're not the same, it's always Mochik, and therefore it's always in Uksav, so then the Mishnah Berurah is right. If you hold that blue erases black, even though they're the same material, whatever it is, then the black erases the blue, and you're good. And if you hold the blue doesn't erase the black, so then the black on the bottom is good anyway. And Mikbrach is assuming, no. The middle one, for the Sikra, for sure erases the Dio. Whether the Dio on top is a Ksav is a Zaytik Shaila, is a separate Shaila. What's he assuming? He's assuming that's a separate Shaila. When I have a Ksav on top of another Ksav, is that considered a Ksiva? Maybe that's not considered a ksiva. Independent of the shayla, whether it's mochik. It happens to me, so I take back what I said before. What I said actually is a teretz of the Mishnah Berurah. So the Shema got a teretz of the Mishnah Berurah. But what I said before, to answer Rabbi's question, is a little bit of a mistake. If it's a different type of ink, it's for sure mochik. The shayla about whether the ksav alion is a ksav is a different shayla. Did I create anything here? Not about whether it was mochik, the bottom thing. It's an independent shayla. Is the ksav on top of a ksav? And that's the ink. Rachel doesn't understand the Mishnah Berurah. Gevaldik. Let's go on to one other thing. In a few minutes we have the mezuzah issue. There's a din, but it's really about tefillin and about mezuzah. There's a din that kisvei hakodesh requires sirtut. If you want, I think there's a brisk rav in Megillah. We're getting close to Purim about sirtut. But let's a sefer requires sirtut, and igeres does not require sirtut. Sirtut means to engrave the lines. It's like what's it called? Like stencil in the lines, and then when you write on top of the lines. So Rabbi Akiva Eger in a tshuva, I think it's Simen Nun, Simen Ayin, I think it's Simen Nun here, Simen Nun, has a shaila like this. This is in mezuzah base. Let's say, he said a sofer brought a bunch of mezuzahs, the cloth, and there was a sirtut, but the guy, the sofer didn't, it was a very faint sirtut, the guy could barely tell it was there, and when he wrote the letters, he bechlal didn't write them on those right lines. So the letters were overlapping the sirtut. So effectively, it was like a mezuzah she'en bo sirtut. So the sofer wanted to know a shayla like this. After I already have my mezuzah written without sirtut, in this case it had a sirtut, but it was not a valid sirtut because the sirtut was not in between the ksav, right? It has to be in between each line. So can I go and take, you take like a little knife and you make like a, you sketch it in, right? Can I make the sirtut after the writing? What would be the shayla? What is the sirta tedin in? Is the sirta tedin in the chefza of the kisvei hakodesh in the sefer that it has to have sirta? In which case, it doesn't really matter when it got the sirta. As long as end game, do I have my parshiyos of mezuzah? Yes. Do I have my sirta? Yes. Then it'd be good. Or do I say no? Sirta is a din that when I write the mezuzah, the ksiva of mezuzah, ksiva tefillin, whatever it is, that when I write it, it has to be written on lines. So if there's no sirta, it's no good. That was the shayla. Rabbi Akiva Eger says. He has a raya from a first Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, let's say I have Sefer Torah and Tefillin, which get worn out. So can I take, can I chop out the paragraphs from the mezuzah, Shema V'Hayim Shema? Now, can I put them into a mezuzah? The Gemara says, you can't because of Malim B'Kodesh V'in Moridin, mezuzah has less Torah in it, so it's less, a lower level of Kedusha. Ask the Gemara, I may have made a mistake before. Sorry. It says, mezuzah requires sirtut. Tefillin does not necessarily require sirtut. So I said tefillin also requires sirtut. I'm sorry. But tefillin is not a sefer. It says, so how could I can't make my tefillin and make it into a mezuzah because the mezuzah doesn't have sirtut. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, if it's true that you can make a sirtut afterwards, so let me take the tefillin, the parsha that was, it's now worn out, it can't be used for tefillin, because let's say Bahai Kivyecha is worn out, whatever it is, I'll cut out, I'll use the part for the mezuzah, and I'll make a sirtet afterwards. It must be I can't make a sirtet afterwards. Mefersha Gemara, case closed. Problem is, Tos is Mesupik and Sotaf Yedzayin. Yedzayin, your test. Yedzayin. By Parsha Sota, apparently Parsha Sota also requires sirtet. Can I do the sirtet after the Ksiva? So Rabbi Akiva Iger says, I don't know why Tos Yash says Tos is in that very Tos, a very long Tos, quotes the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Beis, and doesn't bring this as a raya. He doesn't understand why Tos doesn't bring his raya. Rabbi Akiva Iger says Tzarchi, but the din is in my first Gemara, so he can't Tzarchi on Tosfos. So Amik Brachir wants to just give a Yisha for Tosfos. This is again this Shaila we asked before. What is the requirement of Sirtet? Is it a din in the Sefer or is it in the Ksiva? He says by Sota, Tosus could hold that we just learn from Sefer Torah. Sorry, we don't learn from Sefer Torah. We learn that Parsha Sota requires Sirta because it's called a Sefer. If the only reason why it requires Sirta is because it's called a Sefer, then it could be Tosus at least Mesupuk, then it would suffice to do the Sirta afterwards. Mezuzah, however, has Alacha Moshe Misina that it requires Sirta. Well, he says one better. Tosus has another Kasha. There seem to be two sources in the Gemara why mezuzah requires sirta. One is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, and the other is the Gemara has also Menachos Daf Lamed Beis. It says I'm Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Kasvei Geres Psula Maitaim Asya Ksiva Ksiva Misafer. We learn Xeris Shava. We learn Xeris Shava that a mezuzah is called a sefer requires sirta. Uchsatav Amezuz Bezachla says Kisvucham Mesira also requires sirta. Says Tosus, but I have Halacha Moshe Misinai earlier in the parak. So why need two sources? It says, very good. If I just had the source that it was a Sefer, maybe I would say that it would suffice to make the Sirtet afterwards. Then the Cheftz of the Sefer of the Kisvei Kosher requires Sirtet. But maybe the Halacha Moshe Misinai, now that I have the Gzeira Shava, Mamela, the Halacha Moshe Misinai is available to teach me. It's not just in the Sefer, it's in the Ksiva. And therefore, I have to do the Sirtet before writing it. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva Iger Shaila, he's right, it's in the first Gemara. If I'll do the Sirtet after doing the Ksav of the Mezuzah, it's no good. So again, what we discussed today were really two dinim. Their first din was in the Tefillin going back, was Ksav Agabe Ksav, whether that's a Ksav or not. And whether I have a Mamanav Shachan, a Chok Zayim, a Brach, a Mishnah Berurah, whether the new Ksav, being a Ksav, is based on Mochik, Bir Mechadesh. And the second piece that we saw now about Sirtet, there's really two dinim in Sirtet. It's a dinim in the Sefer, and a dinim in the Maisa Ksiva. And Mezuzah has both, and Parsha Sota might not have both. And that is why you could be Mesubic, whether Parsha Sota you could do Sirtet afterwards, but by Mezuzah you're not going to have a Sefik, you could not do Sirtet afterwards. Shkoyach. Okay. I see really